This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I really thank you guys for all the reach outs and the texts and the Facebook messages and the Twitter messages and the emails. I saw the same story that many of you did. It was a traveling nurse who was working in, I believe, UMC in El Paso, Texas, and I guess there's a area they call the pit, where unfortunately Texas has been grappling with thousands upon thousands of cases of coronavirus. And she describes in her video how many of these people did not get the CPR that they needed, that they were kind of thrown in a room and left to die, how nobody made it that was severe that she saw, except for somebody who was a doctor's wife and was considered VIP. And when you kind of hear this, it's very startling, and it's very, very scary, and many of you are really, really freaked out. And she had this is LaWanna Rivers. She's a traveling nurse, and bless her for all the work she's doing. And we've seen many nurses and medical providers speak out. It's frustrating when they see something and the narrative is different, you know, throughout the country. We've seen some doctors go, what are you talking about? Why are you scaring people? You know, you have others go, look, okay, this stuff's real. This stuff is real. Oh, they didn't say stuff, you know. So, you know, she describes basically like a war zone. She describes almost a battlefield zone where people are, not intervened with, or not getting intervention if it appears they're going to die. And she claims that this happened to most of the people that she saw, and how there were some doctors that wouldn't even treat you if you were COVID positive. Now, it's a 50-minute video, and I'm not going to, you know, play a clip or go into all of it right now. It's at your leisure to watch it. But I know that's making people very, very uneasy about the medical profession, very uneasy about doctors, very uneasy about staff, and people are scared that they're going to go to a hospital and be left to die. Now, my experience with hospitals when I trained is, you know, the hospital is obviously not a place you electively wish to go. Okay, I mean, yeah, if you have to have surgery, you know, you have to have a baby, you go, obviously. But if you don't have to be in a hospital, you don't want to be. There's, you know, you're kind of a sitting duck. You're in a bed. You know, back then when I was in training, you know, you were in a room with four other people, you know, so you could get other germs. You know, you didn't really have a lot of privacy. You know, especially if you had to have your enema, and that sheet, that curtain didn't really seem to kind of cover a lot. As you guys saw on Seinfeld, there's shadows, and you know, and so, you know, you were more at risk for something called a nosocomial infection, where you could get sick when you're at a hospital. So the rule of thumb when we were medical students is, you know, try to get the patient out of the hospital. If they convalesce at home, as long as they're stable, if they convalesce at home, they could improve. Then Medicare had made some changes in terms of penalties, you know, during the ACA years of if somebody bounces back and comes right back to the hospital, that hospital gets dinged. So hospital's like, well, we need to keep them longer. We need to, you know, and I get that. You don't want to discharge a person too quickly and then they die at home. You want to make sure they got the right amount of care. Unfortunately, you have a lot of hospitals that are like, look, we don't want to ding back, because then all these patients coming back we have to see for free. So you kind of have this tendency to, okay, we're going to keep them longer. Well, now with COVID and coming into flu and pneumonia season, and we're in November, people, all right, this is when the poop hits the fan. Hospitals are going to start becoming overwhelmed. So if you get COVID, like Ms. LaWanna Rivers had said, are you going to be discriminated against? Are you going to not be touched? Are people not going to want to take care of you? Now, first, God bless these first responders and these healthcare teams that deal with COVID all the time. I mean, just day in, day out. You know, other, you know, people, they're like, well, you know, you could be healthy, you could be not. All our first responders and our healthcare workers are doing is COVID all day long. Even if they do get a CHF patient or, you know, another sort of pneumonia patient, they're exposed all the time. And anybody dedicated to their job and anybody clocking in to go to work is not going to not treat you. So I understand what LaWanna saw is you know, and I believe her, but we have a lot of hospitals throughout the United States. I don't want you to think that you're going to go to a hospital and people are going to be like, oh, I'm not going to touch you because you have COVID. I mean, people don't want to get the flu. People don't want to get tuberculosis. People don't want to get HIV. We treat everybody. I can't tell you how many people had MRSA or HIV or tuberculosis or whatever. Who cares? We're here to get you better. We're here to, you know, and we use PPE. We protect ourselves. If a hospital doesn't have PPE, yes, you might see a little bit more of some hesitation to get in there. But for the most part, as long as the hospitals have PPE, you can be assured that if your medical provider is clocking in and is showing up on the job and is there, they're there to work, okay? They're not there to scratch their butts. Now, in terms of not enough CPR, she had discussed how patients would only get maybe 3 rounds of CPR and then they're done. We don't really have a fixed amount of CPR. You know, I mean, I've seen some codes go 5 rounds, 10 rounds, and then I've seen some where, you know, if they can't resuscitate them, it doesn't make sense to keep, you know, charging and you know, keep trying to, you know, defibrillate and, you know, push medicines in to the patient. So, you know, is CPR being done less? Well, you know, there's no way for us to tell unless a nurse is coming out and speaking about it. But, you know, if you code, right, and you are not a do not resuscitate, and you have, which is why I told you guys, you want to make sure you get your paperwork in order. You want to make sure you have your advance directives. You want to make sure you have a medical proxy who can argue for you. If you want to be resuscitated, you make sure you have documentation for that. If you're a do not resuscitate, you're probably not going to be then resuscitated. So don't fear going to the doctor. Don't fear going to the hospital. If you need care, you need to go. All right? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So while we're talking about lockdowns and reopening the economy and, you know, the stress of the holidays and people coming over for Thanksgiving, we got to start talking Christmas shopping. And I know Black Friday is going to look different this year, but the stress of how to budget for Christmas shopping, and I promise you guys I'm going to release my annual list of gifts under $50. In fact, I think I'm going to knock them down to $25. We need to, some of my relatives I'm not going to spend $50 on. But, you know, how do we kind of budget this year with everything going on for Christmas and gifts? So joining us today, I'm really excited, is Jason Gaughan, Senior Vice President of Credit Cards at Bank of America, and he's here to kind of talk us through how to manage our holiday spending and stick to our budget. Mr. Gaughan, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dr. Dahlia. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, gosh, man. We need this. All right. Help, help. How are you advising people to approach holiday spending this year?
So we just completed a recent survey at Bank of America, and 45% of Americans said they overspent last year. I think it starts with a budget, and not just a budget from the perspective of I want to spend X amount of dollars this year. I'm talking about a detailed budget that really categorizes who you plan on buying gifts for, what you plan on getting them, what's the range of cost of those gifts, also including, you know, other, you know, holiday expenses, whether that be tipping your your mailman, tipping your garbage, you know, all of those things add up. And it's really important to have a holistic budget and really track against that budget on probably a weekly basis, just so that you stay on track.
That is so true. You know, where I overspend each year is I have tiers. You know, I have the family, and then I have the friends, and then I realize I forgot a friend, or I forgot a coworker, or I forgot somebody. And so you're right. It really does take planning and writing this out ahead of time.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of different ways to save. And so traditionally we think of, you know, how much of a discount is the particular merchant offering. And you know, there's other ways to save. You know, in many cases, to use Bank of America as an example, we have partnerships with merchants where we offer deals, where you, because you're a Bank of America customer, you may get 5% off. In addition to what the normal prices, the goods and services are, that's called Bank of America Deals. It's on our app, our mobile app, and it's also on bankofamerica.com. That's one way consumers can stress their dollar.
Yeah, I remember my account at Bank of America years ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, there was a method where we were able to, throughout the year, put money aside for a Christmas account. Do you guys still do that?
Yeah.
That was great, because then you know, in February, you would take out like $20 a month and it would go into a little Christmas account.
Yeah, so we still have that capability. You know, frankly, the need that you just referred to, that, you know, you could say, you know, Christmas, you could say back to school, you know, in normal times, back to school, you know, shopping. You could say vacation. So long story short, we don't brand it a Christmas account or a holiday account, but customers can set up accounts where they can have money taken out of their checking account that go right into those accounts for those future spending needs.
Well, that's fantastic. We're speaking to Jason.
Way. I mean,
go ahead. No, go ahead, Jason.
No, I said that's a great way, in the type of discipline that I encourage all customers to follow, is make sure that they're planning ahead and budgeting ahead.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Jason Gaughan, Senior Vice President, Credit Cards at Bank of America. So my son just turned 18. He wants a credit card. So we're going to get a B of A credit card, of course. And not so much, you know, so he could buy gas and, you know, dinners for girls, but so he could buy me my present. But, I like your, you have like cashback rewards, and what advantage do your credit cards have? Cause I want my listeners to know why I'm picking a B of A credit card for my son.
Yeah, so, you know, from a credit card perspective, we have a lot of different credit cards. One that I think is the most appealing is our cash rewards credit card, which really provides consumers with a lot of flexibility. And one of the things that it allows consumers to do is choose the category in which they would like to receive their 3% cash back reward. There's six categories, and it allows the customer to change, or the product to change as the customer's needs change. So a great example of that is this holiday season, 65% of Americans say that they're going to do all of their shopping online. Well, one of the six categories that you can choose is online shopping. So you can go into our mobile app, choose online shopping, receive 3% cash back on your online purchases, and then If you want to choose another category in January, you can choose restaurants or travel, but it really allows that flexibility as people's needs change.
That's very cool. Yeah, because a lot of credit cards are like, okay, well, on gas, you know, and I make my husband fill up the car. So, you know, he never uses the right credit card. And it'd be nice to kind of, you know, I do mostly online shopping in the house. So I thank you for that flexibility. I really, really appreciate it because I'm really nervous about my son getting a credit card. But as long as I know I'm going to get money back, I'm okay with it. So, Mr. Gaughan, you know, there's a lot of us make mistakes during holiday spending. And you've, with your expertise, what are some tips you could give us?
So I'd say four tips that I encourage everyone to follow. One is we talked about setting a budget. Two is tracking against that budget. Whether you're tracking against that budget using pen and paper, we call that old school, or whether you leverage something like Bank of America's spending and budgeting tool that's available in our mobile application. You really need to be tracking what you're doing on a weekly basis at a minimum. Third, I would tell you resist the deals. So, again, if you weren't planning to buy something and it's 50% off, you're not saving any money. You just bought something for, you know, that you weren't planning to buy. So, again, take advantage of the deals that you, for things that you're going to buy normally, but resist the other deals. My Achilles heel is I end up buying stuff for myself all the time during the holiday season.
Yep.
And then lastly, don't wait until the last minute to do your holiday shopping. 33% of Americans say they wait till the last minute. I think that leads to unneeded stress. I think it leads to, you know, overspending and bad decision making. And this year is unique in that, you know, you've got supply chain potential challenges and definitely some timing of delivery challenges that are out there in the marketplace due to COVID. So the quicker and earlier you can do this in the process, the better you're going to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, Mr. Gaughan, one thing that I noticed, and I can't say this is a definite, but I noticed that sometimes the prices went up after Black Friday. I talk about this bike I wanted to buy my son the day before Thanksgiving, and the person at Walmart said, no, come back after, you know, Black Friday, because it'll be $10 cheaper, and instead it was $10 more, and the bike I wanted was gone. Do you notice that some, you know, vendors will charge more during Christmas time? What sort of advice can you give to make sure that people are getting the deals?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we talked about online shopping. I think, you know, do your research and, you know, sometimes, you know, timing is everything, and don't get caught up on, you know, I spent $10 more on this bike because I didn't buy it last week versus this week. I think the mistakes people make are not those types of mistakes. The mistakes that people make are they end up buying a lot more stuff than they ever planned on buying during the holiday season because they didn't have a plan for it.
Exactly. I got to tell you, the online shopping, it really does the psychology behind it. You know, there are these, you know, these buys where, like you said, you sometimes buy more for yourself. Me too. The person I buy the most for this on holiday season is me. All right. In the last minute, how can people find more information about you and your team and Bank of America?
Yeah, so Bank of America has a lot of great tools, you know, and you referenced your son and, you know, potentially getting him a credit card. I would encourage everybody to go to bankofamerica.com for a few reasons. One, you know, back to your son, there's a great, you know, literacy component where with Better Money Habits, where we give tips on credit, FICO scores, smart spending, et cetera, and really helps educate people. Two, you can find out about products for banks.
Of course. Well, we're out of time, so bankofamerica.com. Jason, can't wait to have you back. Thank you again so much.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Dahlia.
Anytime. Bye.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Trump advisor Rick Grenell said the Nevada Democratic Party is in full panic mode after a decision not to certify a local race due to a number of discrepancies. President Trump called the decision a big victory, saying it could have a major impact. Their comments came in tweets regarding the Clark County Commission race between Stavros Anthony, a Republican, and Democrat Ross Miller. The Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper reported Miller defeated Anthony by 10 votes. However, Register of Voters Joe Garcia said his office identified 139 unexplainable discrepancies in the election. Democrat Representative Ben McAdams of Utah lost his re-election bid against former NFL player Burgess Owens, allowing Republicans to regain control of all four congressional seats in Utah. McAdams conceded in an online news conference Monday afternoon, shortly before media outlets called the race. Out of concern for safety during the COVID-19 pandemic, Arlington National Cemetery has canceled its annual Wreath Across America event on December 19th. USA Radio News. Hurricane Iota slammed into Nicaragua overnight, sending roofs flying into streets, toppling electricity poles, and uprooting trees. Winds were in excess of 155 miles an hour for the Category 4 hurricane. About 40,000 people in Nicaragua have been evacuated to shelters. Many coastal areas are at risk of storm surges as much as 20 feet above normal tides. In Honduras, 80,000 people were moved to safety. Marcio Bacha, director of the Nicaraguan Institute of Earth Studies, says it's the strongest hurricane that has touched Nicaragua. Nicaraguan soil since records began. There's mask changes at Costco.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under 2 are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guys, we are... I am not excited about this next segment. It's going to be a fun one. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We get to uninvite people that are coming over. Oh, my gosh. Guys, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Okay, 2020 has sucked. COVID has been horrible. The economy has been horrible. But the one saving grace is if you have people that are planning on coming over to your house that you never wanted to have come over, you can actually right now have a governor and his proclamation and city officials and local health departments stand right behind you and you tell that person, get, stay the hell away from my house. I'm sorry. I got to tell you guys, you got to have fun with this, okay? All right. You know, it's interesting. You know, gosh, you know, everybody was, you know, all had their panties all up in a bunch with mask mandates and all that. When it comes to Thanksgiving, where's all the complaints? See, I'm a Dallas fan. I watch football on Thanksgiving. I was never a big Thanksgiving person. And I think the reason why is, and again, I love my parents. But we didn't really have a big family. And the family that we did have, we really all didn't get along, and we all didn't like each other. And the past kept being brought up. And, you know, a Jewish family's past is never fun, okay? Somebody brings up the Holocaust. Somebody brings up the Russian pogroms. Somebody got killed in our family or attacked or raped or whatever. And I mean, it's just not a fun family dinner. And my mom also wasn't a real big cook, and she couldn't cook. So they take us to Howard Johnson's, and I hate white meat turkey. I'm not, I mean, maybe I'll eat a turkey salad. And I remember I didn't like mashed potatoes and gravy. I was a picky eater. I didn't like, it was like the worst dinner. And I'm like, really? You know, why can't I just eat, you know, some cantaloupe and, you know, watch football? So I never really liked Thanksgiving, you know, and I loved school and I hated being home. You know, I didn't like hanging out with the family. I wanted to be at school, and I was off school for 4 days. So I hated Thanksgiving time. I just always have. And I understand now, you know, as a grown-up, it's nice because family gets together and it's yummy food and I eat dark meat. I discovered dark meat turkey and I'm like, oh, we love dark meat turkey. And my husband's a good cook and I can make a turkey. And so, you know, Thanksgiving now I like, but it was, you know, I mean, for me, it wasn't as important as, you know, Hanukkah, Christmas time and things like that. I know I should embrace Thanksgiving more. Well, as you guys have noticed, governors across the United States have now been imposing Thanksgiving suggestions, rules, and even going so far as to mandates. And so for some of us, we might live in an area where you can't have more than 10 people in your house. I know everybody's like, okay, quiet, Dr. Dahlia, let's leave the dogs alive. That's not a bad thing. 2020 is finally looking promising. All right. So, you know, but here's a problem, okay? We don't need this extra stress, okay? If you do have a big family and you're blessed to have a big family, what do? Well, for me, it's simple, okay? I've told you guys this for years, you know, when we were having issues with travel and people being sick, you don't have to celebrate Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. You also got the Friday, you also got the Saturday, you got the weekend before, you got the weekend after. One of the best weekends to travel is the weekend after Thanksgiving because everybody has to be back home working. Well, why not, you know, do Thanksgiving then? Why not maybe do the husband's side of the family on one day and then the wife's side of the family on the other? You know, most you know, in-laws don't like to mix. You know, they just, you know, you'd think that all get along. The in-laws all get along. They don't. All right? You know, and you know, and that would be cool for the kids to have both sets of grandparents. But that's really not a good idea because one seems to favor one grandparent more than the other. So keep them separated so the kids could give the grandparents, you know, equal time. But you don't have to celebrate it on Thanksgiving. You could mix it up a little bit. Like for me, if my husband said, we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving next weekend, I'm like, that's great. Because then on Thanksgiving Day, I can watch football. I'm fine by that. You know, so it's an idea. How to uninvite somebody. Well, like I said, okay, it could be as straight out as, you know, don't come over, you know, see ya. It could be, hallelujah, praise the Lord, we love our governor. Or it could be a little softer, okay? It could be a little softer and say, look, you know, I got kids, and the kids, you know, had their friends over. I'm really worried about COVID. You know, I'm, you know, seeing what's happening with the hospitals and all that. You know, I hate to do this, but I'm really worried about, you know, you and everybody's health. Now, 99% of the time, that family member is going to be like, I'm fine. I have a mask. I'm still coming over. Well, this is where you pretend you have diarrhea. Remember we talked about, no, we talked about this. Pretend you have diarrhea. I can't tell you how many times I got out of work. I've gotten out of things to, I get out of things to do. I've gotten out of shows, right? Okay. Remember when you guys hear, I had to hear like two replays in the summer of 2014? I was pretending to have diarrhea. You can do that. All right. If the family is forcing themselves to come over, it might not be because they really want to see you. It might be because they have an issue with their travel. They might not be able to get out of their tickets. They bought their tickets. Well, then what you might want to do is take it upon yourself, like you need the extra stress, to help them get out of their tickets or to get a refund. Or, you know, and, you know, if there is a law, just email to everybody going, there's this law. You know, I mean, we're only going to keep it small. And you know, don't pick one aunt over the other aunt or one uncle over the other uncle. You can say, we're just going to have grandma and grandpa over, and then we'll do another dinner with the aunts and the cousins and all that. Now, let's say you have neighbors that are busybodies, and they're all up in your business. Now, a lot of my neighbors are the Vegas Golden Knights, so they're cool. I got really, really cool neighbors. I just ran into Statsny yesterday. I mean, really, really cool. So they're not going to call the police on me. But what if you have neighbors that you think are going to call the police on you? Okay? Great. Because chances are somebody's going to be at your house on Thanksgiving that you really don't want. What a better way to get rid of them than have the police come? You know how many times I've tried to end a party or a dinner and nobody would get the hell out? Right? And you think to yourself, should I call the police? Okay? If you think there's a neighbor who's a busybody, all right, and can be all up in your business, befriend them. Okay? Talk to them and say, look, this law makes sense. Because most likely, if they're all up in your business, they're probably pro-laws, right? Oh, yeah, I love the law. Say, look, all right, I'm keeping it at a minimum, but I am so worried that, you know, there's going to be people that, and I'm not going to be able to control it. So this is my permission to you to call the police, okay? Set it up with the neighbor. Why not? Why not? Or let the neighbor know that, oh, we're having Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday at 4, you know, because they're going to be all up in your business anyway. So I think that's good. If you don't want police to come, okay, one thing I notice Corey does or some of our other neighbors do is they clean their weapons outside on the driveway. Okay, you gotta clean your guns, right? We gotta take care of our guns. So what I notice a lot of neighbors do is they'll do it out on the neighborhood, okay? Rather than the backyard, or rather than the house, they're cleaning their guns and stuff out there so everybody can see. And so if you do want to peacock and let people realize that, you know, you got a nice little silo and not mess with you, this might be the night, you know, the time to clean your guns so that everybody knows that you have a weapon and you may not want to be messed with. But jokes aside, look, COVID is kind of scary. And most of the people that come over for Thanksgiving are usually the elderly, you know, individuals that are at high risk. And, you know, if they do get mad at you, they're going to, I can't tell you how many family members I've ticked off. They still love me. You know, I'm hard not to love, right? You know, I'll do the fake tears going, I really wanted you over. You know, I could do that. Plus, the other thing, too, is they know I can't cook. So they're like, you know, great, we get to eat out. So, guys, you know, it's okay. If you don't know how to kick a family member out, I will kick them out for you, right? Free. I will tell your family members to not come over. That's what I do. See? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the big thing I've been getting from patients through telemedicine is, Dr. Dahlia, don't send me to a doctor because I don't want to get sick. don't send me to an urgent care, don't send me to an ER, just fix it over the phone. And I've had people call in with fractures, I've had people call in with stroke-like symptoms, I've had people call in with appendicitis, with heart attack symptoms, testicular torsion, and I'm like, look, I can't treat this over the phone. Okay, you gotta go in. Well, I'm gonna get sick if I go in. Well, it's stories like this and cases like this that freak people out, just like we opened with the LaWanda Rivers, who had worked in El Paso, a traveling nurse in El Paso, with what was going on with COVID and there being a pit, the rooms where people that had more severe COVID unfortunately went, and she had said basically ended up dying. In Las Vegas, we have a case where a young woman received a minor plastic surgery, and she ended up acquiring an infection, a bacterial infection that caused necrotizing fasciitis. We've talked about necrotizing fasciitis, where the infection goes into the deeper layers, affects the fascia, which is kind of like the band that covers the muscles, and it has a nice, beautiful plane, and it could just hydroplane all along that, and the infection can spread, and then unfortunately turn into sepsis. And from what I understand, she went into sepsis. Now, I don't know what her procedure was. I think I just got a copy from Fox 5 of the lawsuit and what was filed with Clark County. So I don't have too many details, and I haven't read it yet. But when somebody undergoes plastic surgery or any sort of minor procedure, and then gets an infection like necrotizing fasciitis and then goes into sepsis, one, they could almost die, and two, they many times need multiple more surgeries to repair that. And this isn't the first time we heard of somebody in Vegas having this happen. This isn't the first time we heard of somebody in the United States having this. Okay, people get infections after having surgery. It could happen. But I got to tell you something. When I look at what's going on with this case, right, where she was in a I'm not sure if she was in an OR, if it was done in a doctor's office, but she's in a medical setting that gets disinfected and people wearing PPE and things like that, and betadine being used and sterile equipment being used. When I hear that infections still happen perioperatively, somebody gets an infection, during the operation. Well, you also wonder, maybe did they have the infection prior? It looked like she had immediate symptoms right after the surgery, so you almost wonder, I don't know if maybe the bacteria was already there. Who knows? But, as a medical student and then as a resident and then as a physician, when somebody got sick, in a hospital setting, that wasn't their original issue. All right, we call them nosocomial infections. It always struck me as, okay, what's brewing in a hospital? Why is it brewing in a hospital? That always kind of fascinated me because hospitals are kind of cleaner, right? The walls are white, they're disinfected, you don't really have a lot of wallpaper, you don't really have a lot of decor, it's as sterile as it could be figuratively, right? Because we need to try to keep the area clean. It always smells of disinfectant. Hospitals just have that smell, and there's always people hand sanitizing and all that. And, I just am wondering if there's some sort of a link that maybe there's something we're doing when it comes to COVID, when it comes to bacteria, etc., that is making the spread of infection worse. Okay, this is 2020. And I know everybody jokes about how this year is an absolute cluster. But by the year 2020, okay, we've been dealing with pathogens that we know of. For a century now. I mean, we've known there was bacteria before, but we've really, really been cognizant of it for about a century. And you would think by this time, we would know how to prevent somebody in a medical setting from getting sick. Or, a virus such as coronavirus that has either the ability to kill or the ability to do nothing more than give you a little cold. You would think in 2020, we would kind of be a little better at managing viruses or preventing spread of infection. And I'm looking at what's happening with COVID, right, with everybody wearing masks. Well, maybe not everybody wearing masks, but people wearing masks, and people, social distancing. And I'm seeing what happens with, people, going in for a medical procedure and getting a, getting like a staph infection. And I see this, or strep, or any sort of infection, and I wonder if we're really missing the boat here. I'm wondering if we're concentrating so much on masks, and we're concentrating so much on social distancing, that we're actually helping the bugs. I can't tell you how many people I've taken care of now over the phone, or through telemedicine, that got COVID, but they weren't the ones that were at the riots or enjoying a party or at a rave. They were like, Dr. Dahlia, look, I've been home. And I go, well, you must have gone grocery shopping. No, I haven't. All right. Maybe I went for a walk, or but I've been home. And I'm like, look, I'm not going to document it. All right. You don't. Okay. You know, if you want to tell me, I'm not going to say anything. If you were at one of the protests or at one of the, and they go, no, literally, I have not been around other people. So when you see people who aren't around others getting COVID, is anybody studying the people who are like doing it right? Is it our air conditioning? Is maybe one of the reasons why we're having issues is because we have air conditioning, right? And we're blowing stuff to everybody, and we're, you know, is it because we've allowed these bugs to get stronger because we're sanitizing so much and we're wearing gloves and we're wearing masks? You know, the topic came up very early on with the mask mandates is, you know, putting on a mask and taking it off and straightening your mask and moving it because it's fogging up your glasses. Is that putting you more at risk of getting COVID than not wearing the mask? Now, we debunked this, and studies came out saying the mask is more, you know, is more effective than not wearing a mask, and to not touch your face and not tear it apart, rip it up so birds don't get caught up in it. And, you know, we've just basically made suggestions to just put it on exactly the way the surgeons do, but nobody's doing that. And I'm wondering if the reason why we're having COVID, again, spread to the degree that we're doing after people have been home for months and masking, you know, or doctors are, you know, using, you know, sterile technique when they're doing their surgeries, is because there's some other process that we just... comes to COVID, etc. And so, and I'm not saying everybody has to work without air conditioning, you know, because I live in Vegas. We need air conditioning. And I'm not saying that we don't have ventilation, and I'm not saying that we don't wear a mask. So wear your masks. But we're missing something. It just doesn't make sense. And so the same process that we have to use to study why somebody would get an infection, like in this case with the same sort of investigative process should probably be extrapolated and be used to what's going on with COVID. Because if I hear another person got COVID who was staying home, wearing a mask, and doing the right thing, I'm just gonna pull my hair out because, you know, we're trying to tell people to do that and they're still getting sick. And what if we're making them sick? What if we're forcing them to be sitting ducks? Meanwhile, I got people with high blood pressure and people with diabetes and people with abscesses and, you know, people with broken ribs and broken hands that don't want to go to the doctor. So we got to figure this out. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.